A campus in Oneonta, New York, has created the state's first college-level Peace Corps preparation program. Hartwick College is launching the initiative for its roughly 1,500 students November 1st. WAMC News spoke with Program Director Godlove Fong Zhuang.
This program actually fits the character of Hartwick College. Our mission emphasizes liberal arts and practice, and we do go to great lengths to prepare our students for our constantly changing and multicultural world. So participating in the Peace Corps is a natural next step for many of our students. Embedded in our dynamic curriculum are all the courses and volunteer work needed to prepare for the Peace Corps, meaning that for many students, this will simply be a question of rearranging their course options and sequences to satisfy both their major and the Peace Corps preparatory certificate requirements. In addition, about 50% of our graduates study abroad. So 50% of our students study abroad by the time they graduate. We are nationally ranked. In fact, this year we are ranked 12th among colleges of our size in the number of students we send abroad. And the other element of our curriculum that makes our students a natural fit for the Peace Corps is our volunteering and service learning. Between say 60 and 70% of our graduates participate in service learning, which is a really good percentage. And I believe that these numbers speak to a Hartwick College community that prepares the types of students that have what it takes to be successful in the Peace Corps. And not just that, but also other international organizations, I might add. So looking at all of that, it just made sense for us to have this Peace Corps connection.
And what types of training and classes will students interested in the program be taking?
The way the program is organized, that's the Peace Corps preparatory program, is arranged as such that they have four core competencies. The first one is that they must receive training and experience in a specific work sector, and they have six of those sectors. The first one is education, the second is health, third, environment, and then agriculture, youth in development, community economic development. So these are the six work sectors. So a student must identify one of these as the area in which they wish to concentrate. So that's the first core competency. The second is foreign language skills. This is optional. It depends on where the student would like to work when, if they join the Peace Corps in future. And so, if a student is planning to work in Spanish-speaking region of the world, then they must demonstrate competency in Spanish. If they wish to work in, say, West Africa, where French is the common language, then they need to demonstrate French competency. In other parts of the world, they don't really need a language requirement. They don't need to satisfy language requirement, although for people who can demonstrate competency in a local language in some remote part elsewhere in the world, those people may have a competitive advantage, but it's not a requirement for that. So that was the second one, the foreign language requirement. And the third competency is intercultural competence. So as I mentioned earlier, we're very strong in study abroad, and many of them satisfied by going abroad, satisfy that core competency by going abroad. For those who can't go abroad, there are a number of things they can do on campus and classes, specific classes that are designed to provide them with that competency. Then the fourth competency is professional and leadership development. The Peace Corps would like to make sure that these students that have some leadership skills, so we encourage them to participate in student government, do other leadership activities on and or off campus. And they also are required to work with our career services to develop their resume and make sure that they can represent themselves well to the public.
Have you seen in your work an increased interest in volunteer service, specifically among Hartwick students?
Yes, I have. Many of our students do a lot of volunteer work in the community and on campus, and we strongly encourage that. In fact, my job title is Director of Global Education and Service Learning, and as part of that service learning, we seek opportunities for our students to be able to do volunteer work outside as well. We also have a student activity club, which organizes many volunteer activities on campus. Some of them work for organizations such as OWL, Oneonta World of Learning, and other organizations in the Oneonta community.